Data center developments are popping up across Wisconsin. State and local leaders say the projects will help grow local tech spaces. But as Joe Schultz reports, critics argue the big tech companies behind those projects are set to receive millions from taxpayers.
When the Port Washington City Council met to approve zoning for data centers last month,
all alderpersons are present.
Residents spoke out against the plan in nearly an hour of public comment.
I feel the project is much larger than our small community can handle.
In my opinion, this is yet another example of the government subsidizing corporations.
What steps can we take to stop this? What steps can you take to stop this?
The council ultimately adopted a zoning code update. It's one of several steps that will pave the way for the development of a data center campus. The city is working with a company called Cloverleaf Infrastructure to develop a project on nearly 2,000 acres of land. Mayor Ted Neitzke says the community has lost a lot of its manufacturing base over the last few decades, shifting the tax burden onto residents.
We are an exporter of our labor. People who live in Port Washington commute out of Port Washington. So our internal infrastructure is hard to maintain because there's nobody there during the week to go out to lunch and go shopping.
He says a data center could add over $1 billion in property value to the city.
We will double the valuation of our city. So if you do the math, once that's all online, if we double the valuation with one data center, you know, you could theorize that could potentially cut personal property taxes in half.
It isn't the only community in Wisconsin looking to develop a data center. Similar projects are underway in Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and Beaver Dam. In the last state budget, Wisconsin passed a sales and use tax exemption for data centers. It allows developers to avoid paying sales tax on most purchases supporting the development and operation of a data center. Developers with state approval need to invest between $50 to $150 million over 5 years. But Wisconsin and 13 other states have data center incentives that never expire. Kasia Kartinska is with a national nonprofit that tracks subsidies.
Because there is no limit on how much companies can benefit from these tax breaks or for how long, these programs can become very expensive very fast.
In 2023, the nonprofit found that 15 data center incentive programs drained a small number of communities of almost $1.5 billion in revenue. The State Department of Revenue estimates the exemption will provide a typical data center with a sales tax decrease of $8.5 million during construction, with an ongoing annual deduction of more than $700,000. So far, Microsoft, Epic Systems in Verona, and a developer using an alias have been approved for the state subsidy. Missy Hughes leads the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She argues the property tax revenue from data centers makes up for the lost sales tax revenue.
That revenue then allows the community to think about building a new school or building a new firehouse. And so that, I think, has ancillary economic development benefits.
Wisconsin's incentives are not tied to job creation. Data centers typically only create between 100 and 200 permanent jobs. Kartinska says it's often hard to find out how many people work at a given data center once it's online.
State and local governments do not track how many permanent jobs are actually created at these facilities. We do not know how much these workers are actually paid or where they come from.
In addition to state-level incentives, some communities are creating development agreements with data center developers, pledging to borrow for infrastructure improvements or provide incentive payments. Ted Neitzke says he would prefer any local incentive package for the Port Washington project last for a short period of time.
When we make financial decisions, I really struggle with long-term commitments that put another generation in charge of decisions we made.
Local incentives can extend the time it takes to see the full effect of property value increases. And if developments don't pan out as planned, cities could be on the hook for costs that they thought property value increases would pay for. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.